A little closer look at the situation from the Chicago perspective. Nick Friedel is with us from ESPNChicago.com. He's on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. And so the season ending for the Bulls last night, and now a huge decision to be made, Nick. Timetable, we don't know, but clearly Vinny Del Negro will be out as coach. And as they bring in a new coach with an eye on July 1st and trying to lure either LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh or whatever free agent it is they go after, give us a sense of where you think they will look first as far as the coaching search.
Greeny, I think the first guy that they're going to look towards is probably a guy like Jeff Van Gundy, like we talked about yesterday, a veteran coach who's been through everything and who is able to lead teams, who's got a point guard like Derrick Rose who's been through it. I think Byron Scott will get a call. Lawrence Frank probably will get a call. But they're definitely going to look for a guy who's been through the wars in the NBA, and I don't think they're going to go for a guy like Vinny Del Negro, whose first job was this Bulls job.
When can they call Dwayne Wade? They're both out of the...
Yesterday. No, the first call, I guarantee you the first call, like everybody else, will be LeBron. I think LeBron's staying in Cleveland.
Well, they can't call LeBron that, right now.
Hey, they were doing their best sales pitch after the game. Derrick Rose was kind of saying, you know, it would be nice to play with a guy like that. He said he's never seen a guy like that, which is clear. And a lot of people in the Chicago media were comparing him to Jordan already. But the first call will go to LeBron. I do think he's going to stay in Cleveland. Right after that, Dwayne Wade is going to get the call, but I think he's going to stay in Miami as well. What it's going to come down to for the Bulls is Chris Bosh and Joe Johnson in terms of the big-name free agents. I think they have a chance to land Bosh, because I don't think he likes his situation at all in Toronto, and he'd love to play with a guy like Rose. But as we've talked about, the best fit for the Bulls may be Johnson, because they don't have a perimeter scorer, and they haven't had one since Ben Gordon was in town. And that was clear last night, especially at the end of the game. They were afraid to take a three-point shot because they don't think they have a guy on the roster right now who can make it.
Bulls might not be all that far away. Yeah. They need a new coach, and they need one more big-time piece in the puzzle. That's Nick Friedel from ESPNChicago.com.